What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
We are traveling to Thailand for my pick. We're going to be talking about 2021's The Medium. First
Yes,
time
sir.
watch, both of us. Yeah, I don't know. We ever done a Thai movie before? Think
Maybe,
so.
I don't know.
Oh, on well, I guess in
The other podcast.
our Fury, right? In
Yeah.
Ong Bak, that's Thailand.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. I don't know what to say about this bef without I don't know, really divulging too much of my thoughts about it, but so
Okay.
I guess we can just move into our news and boom. Unless you had something that you wanted to say about it.
No.
Right. What are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking just a bourbon and Coke.
Okay.
About you?
Just taking it easy, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Just my lemon water and vodka.
Nice.
Yeah. I went and bought a bottle of, like, just a small bottle of Grey Goose because I'm not a big vodka fan. And then I got it home and I was just like, oh, yeah, fuck. I still have that vodka that Ben told us about.
Oh,
Luke's
really?
a Sawar. I have a 26er of that sitting in my cupboard. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I've almost done that one, but yeah, we've had that for a while, at least.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not a big
Yeah.
vodka guy, so I don't drink it
Yeah.
that much. Anyways, yeah. Have you watched anything since we last talked?
Yes, I have. So the last four movies I watched, so we're doing that now. Watched Godzilla 1954.
Nice.
That was the first watch for me. Yeah, won't say why I watched it. Maybe hinting at something, but I was blown away by it, man. It was really fucking good. And Criterion has the whole Godzilla collection on there, so
Oh, they have all of
yeah.
it?
So I might make my way through. Watch Five Nights at Freddy's finally. It's all right. It wasn't like terrible, but it wasn't. I didn't think it was great either. Some of the kills were wild. I did not expect that.
I know, eh?
And like it was kind of creepy to be honest, but like the story was kind of like I don't know.
Yeah. I play the game with Brady and Hunter quite a bit, and there's some like fucking legit jump scares in that shit. They just come out of nowhere.
For sure. And I watched Last Breath from this year on Prime. Kind of like Five Nights at Freddy's. Like it wasn't a bad movie. Like it's a well-made movie, but it's just very basic. Like not much happens in it. It wasn't very exciting to me, to be honest. It's just they go underwater and something happens, and but I mean the truth, it's a true story, and it's crazy. Like
Yeah.
that the guy was down there for like what was it, like 30 minutes or something like that,
Yeah.
and like he survived,
I don't know how he survived,
and
but
like he didn't have any effects from it, and yeah, kind of crazy story, but
yeah, it
yeah,
is.
just kind of a yeah. And then I watched the first episode of Peacemaker,
Right.
and James Gunn has taken over the DCU. It's no longer the DCEU. And in that first episode they had the Justice Gang in it.
Oh, really?
So they have Green Lantern, they have Nathan Fillion. Green Lantern is in it, and so is Hawkgirl. So I was like, fuck, like I really want to watch Superman, so I said, fuck it. paid $25 to rent it
it.
because I was looking up. I think it's coming to stream and play out until October, and I was like, I don't want to wait that long. So rented it. Yeah, it's a good movie. Story's all right, but I really like Corn Sweat as Superman and Clark Kent. It really had a lot of James Gunn like kind of humor and colors and stuff like that. Yeah, solid movie. So yeah, that's it.
Cool. I haven't watched four movies since we last talked, so
All right.
you want me to just do my last four anyway?
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, so as I previously mentioned on our Furiosa episode, I watched Prometheus because we're kind of doing a rewatch of all the Alien franchise. Watch Pineapple Express, Furiosa for our Fury Road episode. And then I finally watched Ricky Stenicki.
Oh shit! You haven't seen that yet?
No, well, I have now, but I hadn't
Yeah.
before. John Cena is so good, man. He is such a good actor.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
I didn't love the movie,
Yeah,
but
not that great, but
I loved his character though.
yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's been a low key movie watching week. We are
Okay, nice.
getting our house ready to sell, as you know, so
Yes, sir.
the free time is few and far between right now.
For sure. Yeah.
All right. For our news, something that I'm very excited about, the Toxic Avenger remake is coming out this Friday
Oh, shit.
at the theaters. We got a trailer to Return to Silent Hill. I haven't watched it yet, but I really want
Oh,
to.
I haven't either.
I don't know if I want to watch the trailer for
Yeah.
that. Looks like Emma Stone is going to be in Yorgos Lanthimos's new movie called Begonia.
Yep.
We get a trailer for that tomorrow. Might be it. Yeah, that's it. Nothing crazy this week.
Two.
It's that Toxic Avenger. I really want to see that.
Yeah, me too.
I was so fucking upset whenever it got dropped and like people were
I
like
know.
saying that it wasn't going to get picked up and like we were never going to get this movie.
Yeah.
Here we are. Any DVD releases?
I mean, I haven't seen a DVD release in
Or,
forever.
Jesus, a 4K release. Aging myself.
Yeah. So we got Lilo Snitch live action. We got the Karate Kid Ultimate Six Movie Collection.
That's a cool cover, like
It is, yeah.
case, I guess.
I didn't even know there was six movies, to be honest. Karate Kid Legends, obviously. Steelbook. The Rundown on 4K. Sense and Sensibility, Mark's favorite movie.
So good.
Yongari, a monster from the deep.
Like
Interesting.
a Godzilla ripoff.
Yeah. The Card Player, done by Dario Argento.
Like that cover.
Yeah, me too. The Rage, Carrie 2. Mac and Me.
Nice. That's sick.
That's hilarious. The Conjuring.
Ooh, I might have to get that.
Yeah. Aaron Brockovich. Twister's double feature.
Okay.
Nice. But I'm a Cheerleader. Monty Python, Holy Grail. Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 2003.
Good.
And Texas Chainsaw Massacre at the beginning. we got Deathstalker, Deathstalker 2, and City on Fire, Hong Kong Cinema Classics number 6.
Hong Kong cinnamon. I laughed at Deathstalker. You should most definitely watch those.
Yeah.
Man,
Was it
just
like fantasy movies or like.
fantasy, but like very low budget and not purposely funny.
Okay. Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What?
Wow.
What?
You may be excited by this.
Okay.
So I went to add Deathstalker to my watch list.
Oh, they're remaking it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know who's doing it?
No.
Oh, wait, never mind. I got excited for a sec. Steven Kostanski, I thought it was like the guy that did John Wick. That's Stahelski, not Statham. But yeah, he did The Void and
Right.
Psycho Goreman.
Yes, I did know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fun movies. All right. Well, let's talk about The Medium. All
Yes, sir.
right. Like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about The Medium from 2021. I just repeated myself and I'm weird about it. Starting off with the synopsis, a horrifying story of a shaman's inheritance in the Isan region of Thailand. What could be possessing a family member might not be the goddess they make it out to be. This was directed by, I'm going to butcher these
It's a
names.
long name.
Yeah, I'm going to butcher these, so just bear with me. This was directed by Banjong Pisanthanakan. Sorry.
It's like 26 letters long.
Yeah, it's wild. He directed Shudder, Alone, one segment of ABCs of Death, and a movie called One Day. And our cast list doesn't get any easier.
I mean, we could go back and forth if you want. So you don't have to take the blunt of the
mean, ever. I'll try Mink and then you can go to Nim.
Okay.
All right. Nerilia Golmonkulpek.
Wow, that's pretty good, actually.
I think that was all right. She played Mink.
We got Sawani Atuma played Nim.
Sirani Yan Kittikan played Noi.
And Yasaka Chasorn played Manit.
I think we fucking crushed that.
Yeah, I mean those first two you did were like probably the hardest ones.
But yeah, I didn't recognize anybody in this movie, although I do have some thoughts on some of these actors.
Good or bad?
Man, I think the girl who played Mink,
Yeah.
so good.
Yeah.
She needs to be in like every fucking possession movie ever.
Yeah, she was good, yeah.
Oh man, I don't want to get too far into it. Oh, I don't know. She was really fucking good. Anyway, any honorable mentions?
No, because there isn't even any pictures at all on
I
IMDb.
know. It fucked me up. There's one picture, and it's one person that like shouldn't have even been on the
Oh, there we
cast
go.
list, like way down at the very bottom.
Yeah, someone plays Lisa. Yeah,
Anyways,
no.
let's dive into this movie discussion.
Cool. So this movie is a documentary slash found footage kind of movie. Have you seen Last Cut of the Dead?
I have not.
Okay. I haven't either, so but I think it's kind of similar-ish, although like I think Last Cut of the Dead is more of like a comedy, I think.
Yeah, and it's zombies.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
this movie is almost fucking zombies too, near
Well,
the
I
end of
mean,
it.
yeah, kind of.
So we got a lot of like text and stuff that like pops up about different parts of the movie and like what's happening. So they get to this town or village in Thailand. And the locals there believe in spirits. They say that everywhere in this town is spirits everywhere. And it's a 2018 documentary team. They are going there to interview shamans. And Nim is the shaman of this little village. She is known as the Bayan shaman. Bayan is like kind of a
Spirit.
spirit. But like a good spirit, but can also be a bad spirit, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it like possesses people, but it's like an ancestral spirit. So like it's good. It's not really bad. And Nim's family's part of a shaman bloodline. The Bayan chooses only women to be the medium. Yeah, her sister Noi, I think, is the sister. You find out that she didn't want to be a shaman, so Nim was chosen instead of her.
Yeah, and Noi converted to Christianity instead. And it seems like ever since then, she's just had like bad luck in her family.
I love the one scene that I think someone caught a cobra and decided to make like a drink out of it. And then he drinks it and he's like he gets all like his arms and limbs go numb. So like Nim has to do some, voodoo stuff to help cure him, and that's funny. So we're at I butcher this name. Wiraj, his funeral. He was Noi's husband, and he passed away. And there's also Minit, who is Nim's brother, and Pain is Minit's wife. They have a kid together
Named
named
Pong.
Pong. A little confusing, like near the end of the movie, because like movie's so long, I forgot like who is who. Like when I saw like the baby, and like I was like, whose fucking baby is this? And but yeah, pretty much like the first hour of the movie is just kind of backstory and following Nim around, like her doing like little interviews, or she's like talking to Noi and stuff like this. Like it's not really much going on. It's kind of like building to what happens, right?
Yeah, it's like it's. I feel like it was just trying to get you invested in these characters. You would like really feel for them whenever shit starts hitting.
And right off the bat, you kind of are getting a weird feeling or sense from Mink. And I couldn't stand how many times they just fucking said Mink in this movie. Oh my God. Especially when she's starting to like be weird. There's like Mink, 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 Mink. I'm like, oh my God, shut up, man. It
That's
was getting
true.
stuck in my head. But yeah, there's like a blind old lady that pops up, and like Mink is like staring at her, and then the next day the blind lady dies unexpectedly, and then Mink is like acting strange. They find a turmeric in her closet called the Pataba, something like that.
The Kid Rock song.
Oh, that's good. And she's like walking with like one of the camera crews, and like she kind of stops and is like, someone's staying over there, and like the camera like pans over just like some person just randomly standing far away. So like this movie's like very creepy. And like the build up and kind of I think it's like made very well.
Yes, I agree.
But I was like kind of I was so up and down during this movie. Like at some points I was like, oh, I give this a 4.5, and then like, oh, I give this a 4, and then like it like just dip down and then dip back up. So I was kind of like all over the place.
I agree with you. I had a hard time scoring this. 'Cause like the second half of this movie fucking slaps, man. Like I thought it was like the second half was so fucking good. Or
I
like the
thought
last
so
45
too,
minutes.
but I was checking my phone a lot. Not the, my phone, but how much time was left in the movie, kind of like the last like 30 minutes, because like there's just so much happening. It's all kind of the same stuff. And I'm like, okay, just can we just get this over with? Like, not that I want it to end necessarily, but
But you've already watched like so much of the movie, right? Like, it's, I don't know. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes, I think. Like
But
that.
I don't know. I didn't watch all the credits because like the credits came up, and then it's like, oh, it's 2 hours and 2 minutes, but there's still like 10 minutes left in the movie. So I was like, I don't know. I didn't watch the credits unless you did, but
No, I didn't watch them.
yeah.
But it felt like it was longer because nothing happens in like the first hour.
Yeah, for sure. So Mink is acting weird. They think that they may be able to record the manifestation. It's kind of they're kind of following Mink around at this point. She, you know, they're going through her daily schedule. She gets up at like 6:30, has breakfast, whatever, then goes to work for 8 a.m. She is kind of like a social worker, like she finds people's jobs. And she doesn't believe in shamans like her aunt does, like how Nim does. And the cameramen are asking Noi about denying being shaman, and she converted to Christianity. We learn later that she actually put those turmerics in Nim's like shoes and stuff like that to try and get her to be the shaman instead of her, because she didn't want to be. I don't know what the big deal is. Like, why? Like, she's not any different, right?
No, but I mean, I don't know if I would want to be possessed. Whether
I
it's like
didn't. It didn't
a
seem like Nim was possessed, though.
yeah, but did you see the scene at the very end?
Yeah, when she's just talking to the interview people or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where she thinks that she's not even possessed.
Oh, right.
So maybe that's why she's so normal. Because I
Maybe.
mean, at the end of the movie, we see some people that are possessed and they are not fucking normal.
No, not at all. So Mink is at like a dance party. They're asking and talking to her best friend Lisa if like they've noticed any different about her. And the character like watching her, like she's at like some like mall or something like that, and like playing on like a playground, and she's like going down the slide and like with kids like laughing stuff like this, and then like she just pushes one little girl like so hard into the wall, and then goes in again, is like laughing, and then like another girl like kind of beefs her, and like she pushes the girl, and the girl starts crying, and like it's so funny but weird.
I know I felt bad for the little kid, but I was just like, she fucking like went face first into that wall. It was like watching the like America's Funniest Home Videos or something where the kids are falling down.
And she is sleeping at work. She ends up getting her period, or is like bleeding heavily. And Minette says that she's getting the same symptoms that Nim and Noi did when they were kids, whenever they were becoming the shaman. And so she's like heavily drinking. She doesn't want to be the shaman. She thinks that Nim wants her to replace her as the shaman. And then we see she's at work again. She's like throwing up, and she's not a good spot. And then she's like getting ready for the Christmas parade thing. And she's like sitting there getting ready, and then she just starts scratching her fucking tooth or something.
Oh man, it's so nasty.
And there's like blood, and she doesn't realize she's doing it. Then like the makeup artist is like, "You okay?" And then she realizes what she was fucking doing. Like, I don't know, it was fucking gross though. She's on the parade float, and she's like acting weird still. She's like not talking to like Noi and Nim and Minit, and then she just like aggressively throws candy at the kids. And then we see like she goes to work the next day, and the boss is like, "No, you need to go." She's like, "What the fuck?" And then the boss is like, "Yeah, I checked the CCD footage, and you know there was stuff missing, so I checked the footage." And then like it cuts to that, and she's just having sex with all these men at work. And I was like, "What the fuck?"
Like on the couch, on the desk, on a chair, just everywhere through the pool.
Oh man, just a very large man with bigger tits than her. So they think that Mink is possessed by something else. She's not possessed by the Bayan. They're at this ceremony thing where we meet Santi, I think his name is. He's like another like head shaman kind of guy. And then Mink ends up grabbing the camera and attacking, I think, her mom with the camera.
Yeah, that was fucking nuts.
That was, yeah.
There's a couple things that we missed in our
Yeah.
discussion.
Yeah. There's a lot that happens in this movie, so it's kind of hard to. But what
So Nim, who is Mink's mother, finds out that Mink and her brother Mac had committed incest. So everyone had thought that Mac got in a car accident. He died in a car accident or a motorcycle accident or something. But he actually hung himself because
Right.
of like the shame that he felt for all this.
Yeah.
So they think that Mac's ghost is what's.
Yeah.
And then at one point, Mink even attempts suicide
Yeah.
by slitting her wrists.
Yeah.
So it's just like, or not, sorry, Mink is Noi's daughter, not Nim's daughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Sorry.
yeah. Yeah.
So Noi thinks that Bayan is punishing her and her family because she refused to like be the host, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, that attack on her mother was fucking insane.
It was. It came out of nowhere, to be honest. Yeah. So Mink has disappeared. And the only way to find her is to hold a ceremony. Noi has to forgive Bayan. And so they're like collecting all these foul things from like Mink's room. And like, there's like a fucking shitty diaper. There's like a pad. And then like, there's like a used condom just hanging up. And the nymph's like, okay, you guys need to get out, get all this stuff, get out of here. And so she takes all the stuff and she goes to the tree where Mac killed himself and she sets up the ceremony. And she, I don't know exactly what she's doing, but she's like cracks an egg. And like, if it's, she's waiting for it to be black because I think that's like the spirit or something, like getting like out or something. I don't know. And she has to keep doing this until she knows where Mac took Mink. We see someone release some camera footage of a guy driving a car, and Mink is like in the road, and then like turns the car around, and she's like there again. So she's like kind of like not real kind of thing. Yeah, so nobody has found her yet. The egg finally turns black. And Nim ends up finding her in like this abandoned kind of building village area that's like looks like a bomb almost, right? It's an old factory. She found Mink, her feet and like legs are like completely black. And she tells Noi that she has to go back to Bayan one more time to try and talk to him, and she gets up there and someone cut the head off of Bayan and she like fucking breaks down and stuff like that. So do you think it was Mink that did it?
That would make sense. I think that would
Yeah.
make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I don't know
Yeah.
who else would. But
Yeah.
yeah, Nim acts like her child was beheaded during this scene.
So they're back at Mink's house. Mink is pretty much like a zombie, like possessed person. She's like rips off her shirt and like grabs Meneth's hand, is like making him feel up her tits and like puts his hand in her pants and like acting fucking crazy. And then like Nim like ties like string around her and then like takes her finger and puts it in water. Then like all this black stuff comes out of it.
Yeah, which was kind of cool.
It was, yeah. So they tie her up and she tells them that she needs to find someone to help her. So this is when they go to Santi and he's gonna help them do a ceremony. They go back to the place where she found Mink the first time and they're going to be conducting this spirit here where all the bad spirits gathered, I think, or something like that. And then after this, you find out that Waraj, I think his name is, who was Noi's husband, right? He had killed a bunch of people, I think. Is that what they said?
They say that?
I thought they some of it will Raj in that Noi is basically the karma's coming for her or for Mink, I thought.
Maybe. I might have missed that part.
So Mink won't eat or talk at all. They decide to install cameras in the house. And this was, I don't know, this part kind of bugged me because, like, it's very cool and, like, creepy. But you know, this girl's possessed. Why do you just have her roaming around the house free?
Right?
Even after watching the footage, like, the first night, it's like, why not tie her up? Like,
Tie her
I
up,
don't
lock her up,
understand.
anything.
And even like after the first name, and it's like, oh, I can't stay here. And then Noi's like, well, I'm going to stay because my daughter. She's like, you can go wherever you want. And then he decides to stay there with his fucking baby.
Yeah, wife and baby. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
There was a lot of very poor decision making in this movie.
Yes.
Like, this camera crew, what are you still doing there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. There was a couple scary parts in here, which I'm definitely going to be talking about later.
Yeah.
But yeah, we see her like she's trying to like play with the dog, like get the dog. The dog like runs away, and then you see her like open the fridge. She's like eating like raw meat, and then she goes upstairs and gets like someone's underwear, and
Chewing on that.
yeah, and it's like counting down like the days before the ceremony, and it's like yeah, like 3 or 4 days go by of her just terrorizing the house, and they're still just living there, and like
Yeah.
makes no sense. Then they decide they're gonna install more cameras, and for some reason, Noi's like sleeping on the couch, and then like they see the video of Mink like basically like, standing over top of her, like you know, being weird.
That was so creepy, that part.
It was, yeah. We see her going into Nanette's room, and she doesn't take Palm, but then she like puts her like hand on Pain, and then like I don't know, makes her sick or something like that.
Yeah.
And then probably the most fucked up and out of left pocket scene in this movie, kind of fucking disturbing to not expect it. Minute comes home and he sees the dog's head in some like bucket, and you're like, okay, that's fucked up. But then it shows us the camera footage and does not hold back. And I did not like that at all.
I was so fucking shocked that they showed that entire thing.
Yeah. So she picks the dog up, takes it into the kitchen, has a pot of boiling water. And just sticks the dog head first into it,
Yeah.
shuts the lid.
And like all the way up to the pot, like where like she walks up to the
Yeah,
pot,
yeah.
that dog, like that's the real fucking dog. Like
Yeah.
it's like fucking squirming around and like yelping and shit. And like, I don't know where the edited piece was that it ended
Yeah.
up not being the dog, but like it looked like
Yeah.
she put a fucking real dog in that
Yeah.
pot.
Yeah. And then it cuts to her and she like has the dog in pieces and she's eating the dog after she cooked it.
Yeah.
Ugh. Fucked up. Did not expect that.
Either.
So then you find out that Mink took Palm, right? Palm's the kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Minette is out in the woods like looking for him. Ends up finding the kid. At first, I thought, could you just see the kid's head? And I was like, Jesus Christ, man, come
Yeah. Right after we just see a fucking dog
on.
get cooked, now it's a baby head. Like,
Yeah.
fuck me.
But he's okay. He's all good. But then, like, he's like sticking around in this fucking dark, like, weeds. And then you end up seeing Mink. And Mink tries to stab him with a knife. And then. I don't understand. Mink is still this. They're keeping it around. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's only 2 days till the ceremony now.
Yeah. So the ceremony is the next day. Noi is trying to get a hold of Nim. Can't. and she unfortunately finds Nim passed away. She died in her sleep.
They had a name for it, but I can't remember what it was.
Lai Tai.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Yeah. Doctors couldn't figure a reason why she died, how she died. So now's the day of the ceremony. Santi is still going to conduct it. So I was confused too, because I thought that he was going to gather this, get the spirits to gather into Mink's body.
That is what he said, right?
That's what I thought too. And then, like, it's
Yeah.
revealed that Mink is at home, like barricaded in the room, and it's actually Noi that is like being possessed to get, like, she's sacrificing herself almost, it seemed like.
I was gonna say maybe Noi made them think it was her, but like they put the thing over her head, didn't they?
Well, they brought her there with it on it, but then whenever like Santi takes it off and he sees Noi, like he's not like surprised or anything.
That's true, yeah.
But
Yeah, because my only thought was like maybe she put the hood over her head herself
yeah.
and then just pretended to be her, but.
Yeah. So they have to get all the spirits into this pot. He tells them that no one can leave. And he has like, I don't know, like 30 followers here. It's a lot of people.
It was just little Nicky all over again.
yeah. So the ceremony is over. We find it is Noi, and Mink is locked in a room with all like these like papers, and Pain is there with one of the disciples or whatever, and the baby is there, and like you hear Mink talking to her, and she's like, "Oh, Mink's okay." Like, and the guy's like, "No, like, he hasn't called me to let her out yet, so don't let her out." And she's like, she goes up to her, like, the baby's crib, and she's like, "Oh, he's not there anymore. Like, the baby's in with Mink." And the guy's like, "You literally just checked it. The kid is in the crib."
Yeah.
And she's like freaking out, and then she ends up going into the room with Mink, and Mink ends up stabbing her in the neck with a piece of glass.
Pong was in the crib.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah.
She was just like pretending to be the baby. So Noi does like end up like puking up all this like black stuff. The master takes the pot, walks over to this ledge, the lights go out, and the camera turns like on like the whatever black light or whatever it's called. And you see Santi just standing there, and one of his disciples is like, "Master, are you all right?" And then he just fucking turns around, it's like smiling, and then just like falls backwards and
Yeah, it's creepy.
brutal death. Like
Yeah.
his way his like body was like contorted and stuff, like weird. And then basically all of his disciples start getting possessed slash turning into zombie people.
Which,
They start
like, is
eating
that,
people and eating the cameramen and stuff, like.
yeah. Is that just like, is that because of this ritual? Well, obviously, yeah. So all the spirits that they brought there. They've possessed all these people. I get it
Oh,
now.
okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Figuring it out as we go.
Yeah. Yeah, so they are eating people, they're eating the baby.
Well, fucking Mink is eating the baby.
Yeah, exactly. So pretty much like this last like 10 minutes, you're pretty much in the camera and shoes, like he's like trying to fucking crawl away. He's like getting chased in the woods. He's getting like bitten like pieces from him. He's still making it. And then you see like he falls down. Like the camera's like looking at like four or five of these guys just creepily like going towards him. And then they stop and they start like going backwards. They're like, "Oh fuck." And he turns around and there's Mink. And then I love this. She's like, "Oh, how would I film you?" And like takes the camera and like shoots on him and just his fucking intestines and guts are hanging out.
Yeah,
Fucking sick.
it was so good.
And then back at the building, the last cameraman is kind of filming Mink like from afar. Noi is like still possessed, but then like she kind of like comes out of it, I think. And then Mink ends up pouring gasoline on her, and lighting her on fire and kills the other cameraman too. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. Then we get a last interview with Nim, and this is where she says, "I don't know if Balyan ever possessed me."
Yeah, she says like this whole thing might be for nothing. And then that was the day before she died.
And then she walks off, and that's it.
Credits roll.
Yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Cool. All right. Well, that's the way the blood splatters.
Not anything, well, I guess kind of specific, but like when we did Exuma, like they researched these ceremonies and stuff in Exuma so that they made sure that they were accurate to what they were trying to portray. The exorcism in this movie was fucking so batshit crazy.
It was, yeah.
Like he's just fucking screaming and throwing shit and he's chopping down, like he's got a machete and he's just like hammering down this like statue thing.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. It was just all over the place. And I was like, I don't think that they did their research.
Yeah.
How'd you rate this movie?
So Mary kind of said it, like I was kind of all over the place. I didn't know how to rate this. I think I ended up going with a 3 out of 5. It's like I was at a 4.5, like the first like 10 minutes of like the camera footage of her going crazy, I was like, this is a fucking sick movie, I love it. And then like just kind of kept going down from there. I was like, okay, we're seeing the same shit. Like, I just want this to be over with. Like, but really well made movie. Honestly, this is one of the best found footage, like documentary movies I've seen. The acting was fantastic. It felt like a real documentary to me. Like maybe it's because like it's in Thailand, we don't know any of these like actors or people, right? Like, so it kind of has a different feel.
That's a fair point.
Because like in not Wreck, but the American remake, right? Like it's Jennifer whatever, and like doesn't feel real. Like this kind of felt like a true story, right? The locations, the special effects, the camera work, I thought it was all really done well. I'd watch this again. I'd probably bump it up my score maybe a bit, but I'll stick with the 3 out of 5 for now. What you?
I gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
And yeah, it's like almost a fucking full half hour too long, I think.
Yeah.
Like this could have been cut to under 2 hours. Just cut out some of the beginning shit. Like I understand why they did it, but I mean at the same time, you don't need that much of a like segue into all this. But yeah, I agree with you. I love the way it was shot. I think the acting was like fucking unreal for the most part. This is one of the better possession movies once you actually see the possession that I think I've seen in a really long time. Yeah, I'll watch it again, but like I'd almost want to fucking skip to like the halfway mark.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, I did like the beginning a lot too, like
yeah, or like maybe watch it in two parts or something. Take a little break halfway through. And like it's not even that fucking long of a movie. It just feels long.
No. And like I watched an hour last night, then another rest tonight.
Yeah.
And it still felt long to me.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, yeah, it's a really well-made movie. Just a little too long. Anyways, all right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus is non-existent. Okay, I'll give you a hint. If there was more reviews, this would be certified fresh.
Okay, so like I forget what the scale is for fresh. I'll say 68.
Too low.
Okay.
This was an 80%.
What isn't? I thought fresh was like 80 and higher or something, isn't it?
Then your thing would have been wrong because you said 68. I said if it had more reviews, it would be certified fresh.
Yeah, so my thought it would be it's not certified fresh.
What does it have enough reviews? That was my
Oh, okay, I don't know.
thought. Anyways, whatever. It's 80% on 30 reviews.
Okay.
The audience gave it a 71% on 250 ratings and an average score of 3.7 out of 5, or a 7.4 out of 10. So
Nice.
pretty well regarded.
Letterboxd has a 3.4 out of 5. Oh, none of our friends have logged this.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So for Rotten Tomatoes, for it to be certified fresh, it needs to have a score of 75% or higher with at least 5 reviews from top critics.
Okay.
Films in wide release must have a minimum of 80 reviews. Also, I forgot to mention this earlier. This movie was submitted to the Oscars in 2022
Oh,
for
really?
Best Foreign Film. But it unfortunately did not get nominated.
Damn.
Pretty cool nonetheless. Okay, you ready for the scare section? How'd you rate the scares in this movie?
I'll give this a 7 out of 10. It's pretty fucking scary, not gonna lie.
Yeah, I was
Especially the
creeped out.
last hour, like when they
Yeah.
set the cameras and stuff. I thought the acting of Mink was done really well. The special effects done really well. The shock factor with fucking that dog scene. So I'll go 7 out of 10. Scariest scene. I got the shit scared out of me during one of the jump scares. Did
Okay.
not expect it.
Yeah.
So it's whenever the camera's following Mink around, she's like crawling around. She gets on the table, like takes a piss, and then gets down, and then she like goes off. And the camera's like on there. I should have saw it coming. I didn't. And then she just pops up out of nowhere. It's like, ah! I'm like, Jesus, fuck.
It got me too.
Yeah. What did I survive? I mean, I wouldn't stay.
Yeah, it's
Like,
you're
I don't
stupid
know
too.
why they do. Yeah. So I think I've survived, so I just get the fuck out of there. So, yeah. What would you?
I also gave it a 7. It was a fucking creepy ass movie.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it all stems down to obviously the actress who played Mink, but also like the whole found footage aspect or documentary style aspect. Like we're looking at this like grainy camera a lot of the times. And I feel like that just adds an extra element to it. Plus, like with Asian horror, man, like some of these movies there is just like nothing is too far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like with the dog and like the baby, and it's just, I don't know. They give zero fucks. My scariest scene, I was gonna say like the whole sequence of her crawling around the house, but like the jump scare got me for sure. But the one that really creeped me out was whenever she climbs up on top of her mother and she's just like
Yeah.
doing whatever the fuck she's doing, but she's just like in her face and she's like playing with her face and like her chest and stuff, and she's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And would I survive? I'm gonna say yes too, because there's not a chance that I'd be sticking. Like if I'm a documentary crew, like fuck this paycheck, I'm out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
And like even if I'm the uncle, peace out. I'm
Yeah.
taking my wife and my kid and I'm getting the fuck out of this place.
And he doesn't, he like,
No, I know. And his whole family dies, so there you go.
yep.
And so does all the camera crew.
Yeah. So, question.
Yeah.
What happens the next day?
I think this whole town's just fucking possessed at this point.
Yeah, I think so.
And they're just running free.
Yeah.
It's like the sadness, except
Yeah.
possession, not zombies.
Yeah, exactly.
But
Because,
like, I don't think they can possess other people, so I guess that's kind of a good thing.
no, they just kill people, I guess.
Yeah, but once they're dead, maybe the
Yeah.
spirits go back to wherever they're supposed to go.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, man. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Your turn to pick the movie.
Yes. So we are going back to Japan again. We just can't stay away. And we will be talking about Kiyoshi Kurosawa's Cure.
Cure, like
Cure, Cure.
CURE, cure.
Yes,
I've
yes.
never heard of this movie.
One of the greatest films ever made, apparently. He did Pulse.
Yeah. I
Okay,
remember his name.
yeah.
Okay. Huh.
More of a crime thriller, I think, but
Yeah, kind of like Seven almost.
yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm cool with that. Oh, I don't have a choice. I have to be cool. I don't know why I said that. You know what, Brooke? That's okay. We'll do your pick.
Yeah.
Okay. Neat. I haven't heard of it, so I'm looking forward to it. 97. But yeah, in the meantime, you guys can set a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch. There's also a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Thank you for joining us in Thailand for the medium. I personally recommend checking this movie out.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's long, but it's good. It is
It's
good.
good. Yeah. It's on Tubi. It's free.
It's also on AMC Plus if you have that on Prime.
And I think Shudder too,
I
maybe.
think it is on Shudder. Usually movies that are on AMC are on Shudder as well.
Yeah.
But
Cool.
yeah.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Bye.